Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Only you can make all this world seem right.
The Sopranos bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tom Sullivan, Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, uschamber.com, smallbusinessseries.com. Is that right, Tom?
That's right, Jim. Thank you.
So that's where you can find out more about the events that the Chamber has going on for small businesses across the country last year and this and the coming year. Tom and I go back now 15 years. We've been hanging out and working together on stuff, and so I admire folks. I admire the work and the passion and the commitment of Tom. Tom, thanks again for continuing to hang out with us here on the show. We talked about what small businesses are going to be facing with the new tax bill. Let's move over and talk about the big guys, the ones who paid the big freight at the chamber, the big customers of your big members. They got the lion's share of the tax bill. Good for them. And let me say this: me being upset about the tax bill is not jealous of those guys. Good for them. I'm glad they got a nice cut. I'm glad they got a permanent tax reform. But my question is, Tom, these guys were already awash in cash. Why would they need a tax cut to spend their money, to invest their money? If they wanted to, they could have already done it. And my point in saying that, Tom, is I'm going to be watching them. I'm going to be pointing out to folks that they could have already been investing. And if they don't invest now, if they don't put money back into the economy now, with all the cash that they have and all the benefit they're going to get from this tax bill, somebody needs to point that out.
So Jim, you and I kid often about the fact that I'm a recovering attorney, and you know that as attorneys, we're trained to answer questions with questions. And so you asked, why would giant corporate America need a cut? And my response actually is a question, and that is not why does a Fortune 100 need a cut? The real question that we ask is, why did America need tax reform that included lower rates for Fortune 100 companies?
I'm completely in favor of that.
And the answer is we needed growth. We needed to get above, and we still need to get consistently above 3% growth in order to be the economic powerhouse.
Right.
That the United States is famous for. And you and I know that growth means growth in communities, growth in small business, growth in employment. But I think that that's the real question. I think you and I agree that that's the real question. And we think that tax reform answered that question with a resounding yes. And that is why corporate America has realized corporate rates.
Well,
I think the other question is, What are corporations going to do with that? And some of my colleagues say that this will encourage more companies, global companies, to invest in the United States. That's an area that I don't work that much in, Jim, because when we talk about mm-hmm. international, I think of Toledo, Ohio, or Trenton, New Jersey, or Portland, Oregon, because I'm primarily a small business guy. But we also hear about rising wages, and that I think is something that's very, very important, and it's an untold story. We heard at the end of the year, right around Christmas time, that a lot of Fortune 100 companies are going to provide bonuses for employees because of the tax, the new tax law. Mm-hmm. I think what we're going to see in 2018 is that these tax cuts will allow Fortune 500 companies to reinvest in their businesses, and that reinvestment will equate to higher wages. That isn't Washington, D.C. saying there's a higher minimum wage. This is corporate America saying, how do we reinvest, realizing it is harder and harder to find and keep qualified employee.
And that's exactly the response they should have. And let me say this, Tom. The point that I'm going to make about all this, though, is if corporate America does reinvest in the economy, which they have not been doing for almost a decade, it won't be because they got a tax break. It'll be because they no longer have an administration that thinks it's their enemy.
The wind at their back is there's no
question about it. But we will see. We'll see what corporate America does with this money. And I'm going to be holding a light up and shining it on them. And I want to thank you, Tom, for your leadership at the chamber. And let's let me know what I can do to help you.
Jim, thank you. And I want to compliment you on not only getting the word out to your small business brain trust, but also keeping us honest here in Washington, D.C.
You can count on that. Tom, thank you for being here. Tom Sullivan, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.